I just got a quote back on a radio that I was interested in getting. It's a Kenwood that has P25 DMR, and it also has the NXDN and standard FM, and so it does everything for the most part. And at the $1 for it, I don't think that's a bad price to sell for a handheld that does all of those things.
How much do they want for it?
$1,000.
And it's a Kenwood? Wow, it's a nice radio. Does a lot of things. You see, that is a specific radio. Like, if I spent time in this area right here, I would get something like that. But I travel too much, and most of the places, like, I'm up there in Rocky Boy, Montana. I'm in, you know, like I told you, I'm in York Beach, Maine. I'm in New York. I'm in, you know, Denver, Colorado. This is where my family is, you know. And sometimes I drive out to Arizona. And there's not a lot of use for that particular radio. So I get more use on HF when I'm doing long distance driving than I do on this. Even my program to see which repeaters are around me when I get bored, and I jump on them. You know, like if I'm heading south, I'll look for a repeater that's 50 miles, 40 miles south of where I am, and I'll plug them all in. And as I drive, you know, I got that repeater for 40, 50 miles. Then when I hit the area, I got another 30, 40 miles past that repeater. And that's how I work it all. There's this thing called the Blue Cat. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Blue Cat. Blue Cat works on Bluetooth. And the Blue Cat will, so if you have your phone and you have repeater book open, you just touch whatever frequency and it programs that frequency right into your radio, just in one touch, using Blue Cat. I don't know if you ever heard of that.
For what radio?
You buy it, radio, so you have that for Yaesu, for this, for that. In my case, I would buy a Blue Cat for the ICOM radio. And set it up with the ICOM radio, and then you take your phone, whatever phone you have, and just run, you just turn on that frequency, that, what is it called again? Gosh, what's the name of it again? I forgot. Not QRZ. Repeater book, and you just touch it, whatever frequency it is. So let's say you have a repeater that's 10 miles away from you, you just touch it and it goes right into your radio. It programs everything, PL, offset, everything.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. Now with what I'm doing, it's, you know, you have to go in at the CPS and you've got to put everything in manually and then submit it and put right to it and then it resets the radio. So I don't even know if Motorola allows anything like that on their equipment. And this equipment is old. Like, we're talking about the early 2000s is when this radio came out. So if it's not 20 years old, it's close to 20 years old.
Oh, my goodness. I have those HT1000s. I have the MTX2000s. I got a whole bunch of them in Pennsylvania in a bag. My daughter doesn't know what they are. Hopefully she doesn't throw them out.
This whole setup on P25 with these radios, it's almost identical to the way the Nextel phones worked, as far as how the menus look on the phones, the sounds that they make, the chirping, the low battery, cricket sound, all of that. It's during that time period when Motorola was making the phones for Nextel.
Oh, my goodness. Sounds like something I may like. I like that. See, I like that kind of stuff. When I was in New York, I had a lot of Motorola stuff, and I enjoyed it because, you know, you're in Manhattan. You can hear all these repeaters from Jersey, Brooklyn, Queens, Staten Island, you know. Everything is right there. And 440 was really penetrating, and that was really nice to have the penetration that 440 gave us. I had a repeater up in the Block building in Brooklyn, the tallest building in Brooklyn. And I had that there for a couple of years. And then I was part of the N2 ROW machine, which we both put up years ago. And that was a lot of fun, too. Then I just get crazies out, and it stopped getting fun. And then, you know, at that time, the wife was like, what are you spending your money in that for? People are nuts. They don't even appreciate it. And then I jumped out of it.